actions you must take. Now that we have looked at truth you must know, we will look at actions you must take. Truth from God's word will make you free, but it has to be acted upon. Just hearing truth will not make you free. There are three categories of actions you need to be aware of and change to agree with God's truth. 1. Change what you think. 2. Change what you say. 3. Change what you do. Joshua 1:8-8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. When God spoke this to Joshua, the book of the law was all the word of God that had been given to mankind up to that time. We call it the first five books of the Old Testament. Now God has given us much more revelation of His will in the rest of the Bible. God's success instruction to Joshua includes all three points above. These three vital instructions will bring success and prosperity in your life just as they did for Joshua. 1. Speak the word. 2. Think about the word. 3. Do the word. Change what you think. Your thoughts are the foundation your life is built on. So if you desire a better life, change your thinking. Romans 12:2-NLT 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. To change the way you act, you must first change the way you think. Because your thoughts determine what you will eventually say and do. You speak and act like the person you think you are. Proverbs 4:23-NCV 23. Be careful what you think because your thoughts run your life. It is useless to try and change your talk or your actions without first changing what you believe. How you see yourself determines how you speak and act. If you see yourself as a poor loser, that is the way you will act. The Bible message should change how you see yourself and your situation. It should draw a different picture of reality, the true picture, in your mind. When you see a different picture, your speech and actions will change accordingly. Someone with a very rich father may be in a situation of temporary lack, but their thinking, speaking, and acting will be different than someone who has no hope of help. Even though your situation now may be poor, you have a very rich father who loves you. So you know he will send you help and provision. To change the way you think, you need new, different or additional information, which is provided by what is written here. A belief is a thought you have decided to accept as truth. You choose your beliefs. Then your beliefs determine your actions. You always act on what you believe. So to permanently change behavior, beliefs must be changed. As long as you think something is advantageous for you, you will keep doing it. When you realize something is not advantageous for you, you will stop it. You may argue with this, thinking that you sometimes do things you know are not good for you. But you only do them if you think you are gaining some benefit from doing them. Usually it is choosing to receive a near-term benefit in exchange for longer-term harm. Why do people do what they do? Because of what they believe. All people always do what they believe is their best choice at the time in order to get what they think they want. Always. When your beliefs change, your talking and your actions will also change. Trying to change your actions without first changing your beliefs will fail because your beliefs govern your actions. The key factor for success in life is what you believe. The beliefs you choose to accept and act on will determine what you will have. Only the truth you believe will make you free. John 8:31-32. Jesus said that all things are possible if a person believes. John 9:23. So if you think something is impossible, you need to change your thinking to agree with God. What you think about is determined by what you choose to spend your time looking at, your focus. So you should read what is written here over and over again. Force your mind to think about God's truth that will make you free. Just sitting there thinking about your circumstances will not benefit you. 2 Corinthians 4:18 NLT 18 So we don't look at the troubles we can see now, rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. You are responsible for the thoughts you choose to dwell upon. Any crazy thought can cross your mind, even ones from the devil. But you choose whether to accept thoughts and own them as your own. 2 Corinthians 10:5 is 5 We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Unless you control your thoughts, the devil will see that negative thoughts prevail. You have to swim upstream in this world system to stay positive and trust in God's truth. So it is wise to limit worldly and negative input, and concentrate on feeding in God's message. Keep the truth from God in front of your eyes and in your ears. Do not be surprised if thinking, speaking, and acting on these instructions is difficult. You are engaged in a struggle, a fight. God desires for you to be abundantly blessed and the devil is against it. Whose thoughts you accept and allow to control your thinking will prevail. It is a fight of faith, a fight to believe the right things and to continually reject lies. So you must fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Keep your focus on the reality of God that is not seen, instead of just what you see in your present circumstances. God is working. Things must change. Jesus paid for you to live in prosperity. But the choice is yours. If you allow the devil to steal it from you by believing his lies, then you will not have it. God wants you to have all the abundant provision Jesus paid for you to have, but he leaves the choice up to you. John 14:27 Amplified 27 Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Don't allow your thinking to be filled with doubt, fear, or worry. Resist such thoughts, for they are from your enemy. Say, I don't accept that thought. Instead of dwelling on negative thoughts, think in line with the message of the Bible. You will never be in a situation where the grace and provision of God is not enough to take care of your need. God loves you and desires to help you, and that will never change. Any thought otherwise is a lie. Children with good earthly fathers who are very rich do not worry about provision. They know their father will take care of them and provide for every need. We also should trust in the faithful, loving provision of our Heavenly Father. God has many ways He can provide for you. Don't limit God. He can give you favor with people who will bless you, or God can supernaturally provide through a miracle. Don't worry about how God will do it. Just know that God can do it, and He will provide for you. God provided food supernaturally in the wilderness for 40 years to feed about 2 million people of Israel, Exodus 16:35. So your case is not too hard for God. He knows many ways to help you. The Bible tells us faith is evidence of things not yet seen. So we need not wait until we see it in our hand to believe we will have provision. God's word is all the evidence we need, because God cannot lie. Once you accept the truth that God is your Father, He loves you, and He is rich, then you will face life with a different attitude. You need to realize what Jesus did for you, and how it changes your position and situation in life. In Christ Jesus, you are rich. God gives you the power and ability to get wealth, Deuteronomy 8:18. So start expecting ideas from God that will lead you into prosperity. Thinking correctly will cause you to expect God's guidance and blessings. Every day you should expect good things to happen. Philippians 4:8 NLT 8 And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, and honorable, and right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Change what you say. A great truth taught in the Bible many have not yet fully grasped is the vital importance of the words we speak. Proverbs 18:21 is 21 Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. In teaching about faith, Jesus said in Mark 11:23 that we will have what we say, if we doubt not in our heart, which literally means to change what we say. Your words determine the direction of your life. So never speak one word that does not agree with the truth of God. Not to anyone. Not to your husband or wife. Not as a way to request prayer. Not even to God in prayer. Never. Especially, never again speak any negative thing about yourself or your financial situation. Refuse to talk doubt or unbelief. Just say nothing when you don't know what to say, or when you are being tempted to speak contrary to God's truth. You should not lie, but instead of speaking negatively, you can often just keep silent. Or, you can tell someone, "This is what the Word of God says about my situation, and I am trusting God to keep His Word." If you desire others to pray for you, just say something like, "Please pray for my finances." Never say negative things, such as, "I don't have enough," or, "I am poor," even when requesting prayer. Instead, boldly say what God's Word says about you and your situation. Say things like, "God is my source and He will provide for me. God is working things out for me. God will supply everything I need." This is also the correct way to pray, by bringing God's Word, which is His answer, to God in prayer. You don't have to tell God what your need is, for He already knows. Just tell God what scripture you are basing your request upon, and what you are believing. Then begin to thank God for the answer as soon as you pray, not waiting for any more evidence than God's written word. You should also take the Bible message and make it personal. Here is an example. 2 Corinthians 9:8 NLT 8, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." Personalize this verse by saying, "God will generously provide all I need. I will always have everything I need and plenty left over to share with others." When you talk like that, you are agreeing with God's word. You are saying what God says about you. So speak the word to yourself convincingly, boldly, and emotionally. At the same time, picture how this changes things. Speak the word and imagine your life being that way, which is Bible meditation. Your words express your decisions. They tell God, the devil, and everyone else what your will is. So always speak only your will, what you desire to come to pass. Because you are united with Jesus Christ, you have authority over every evil work. You express that authority through the words you speak. So never speak words that would allow the devil any place in your life. Only speak in agreement with God's word. God's word in your mouth is your spiritual weapon, Ephesians 6:17. If you neglect to use it, you will be overcome instead of walking in all the victory and blessing Jesus provided for you. Change what you do. If you want change in your life, change what you do. The main thing you must do is begin acting like the Bible is true. God's word is truthworthy of being acted upon. Always put God first, in your thinking, your time, your devotion, and your finances. Nothing is more important than God, so no thing or no one should have a place of priority in your life above God. Start being thankful. Thank God for every good thing. Be thankful for whatever you do have. Be thankful to God and to those who help you in any way. Don't act like you are poor or without help. Act like you are God's child who He loves. Act like God will provide everything you need. Act like God is giving you favor with people. Act like God is guiding you and giving you good ideas. Act like God's mighty angels are bodyguards protecting you from harm. Quit allowing yourself to be sad. Rejoice in God and His goodness every day. God is good even when your circumstances are not. Your future is bright. Don't wait until you see provision to start thanking God and rejoicing about His goodness. Quit worrying. Worry is the devil's attempt to rob you by keeping your focus off God. You have no reason to be afraid now because Almighty God is your Father who loves you. Don't criticize others. Your job is not to judge or condemn people. As a child of God, you are not to put people down, but to bless them and lift them up. Don't talk bad about rich people. You will never achieve what you condemn. Don't complain. Rejoice and be thankful for what you do have. Don't covet what others have. Walk with God and He will give you your own things to enjoy. Unforgiveness acts like poison inside you. So forgive others who have wronged you. God has freely forgiven you and He tells you to also forgive others, as He has forgiven you. Colossians 3:13. Don't lie to people. Be a person of integrity. Keep your word. Don't engage in unlawful activity to meet your needs. God will provide for you without you having to break the law. Don't be tempted by gambling, for it only offers false hope. Don't go into debt. Instead, look to God for His provision. Never steal. In every transaction, make sure you give the other person a fair value. Instead of taking from others, be a giver. Quit causing problems for people. Instead, become a problem solver. Help people solve their problems and you will be rewarded financially. The more problems you solve, the greater will be your reward. Your rich Father God is your source. So start giving now. Love is expressed through giving and God is love. You are now His child and representative. He wants to give to others through you. Start giving in every way you can, time, prayer, respect, help, money, food. You can always give something, even if it is just giving a word of encouragement or a prayer. Most importantly, you have God inside you so you can give life and blessing to others in His name. So start praying for people to be blessed in every way. Whenever you have a need, don't talk about your lack or how impossible the situation is. Don't talk to people about your need. Instead, whenever you have a need, make a claim in the spiritual realm. You are not claiming it from God. You are taking it away from the devil, who stole it. For example, if you need a certain amount of money to pay an obligation, say something like, "In Jesus' name I claim this amount of money. It is now mine. Jesus paid with His precious blood for me to have this. Thank you, Lord, for providing it for me. Thank you, Lord, that your angels will bring it to me. Devil, turn loose of my money. Money, you belong to me, so come to me now." As another example, if your family needs food for tomorrow, say something like, "In Jesus' name I claim good food for tomorrow for my family. It is now mine. Jesus paid with His precious blood for me to have this. Thank you, Lord, for providing it for me. Thank you, Lord, that your angels will bring it to me. Devil, turn loose of my food. Food, you belong to me, so come to me now." Then you can tell everyone, including yourself, "Jesus paid for me to have it. God has made provision and it is on its way to me now. The money, or food, is coming." Don't be timid. Be bold. Speak up. God is on your side. God will help you. Know what God promised, then stand in faith on His promise. God will always meet you when you step out and act in faith on His word. As a child of God united with Jesus Christ, whatever you need, you should claim in the name of Jesus, the highest authority in the universe. If you were to inherit property from a relative who died, after you received legal notice that it was now yours, you could claim it whenever you desire. What would you do if you found others using your property when you went to claim it? Would you say, "Why don't the things ever work out for me? I thought my departed relative wanted me to have that property, but I guess he doesn't. Maybe he changed his mind." No. You would not say such nonsense. Then why do that with what the Bible says our Lord Jesus gave us? If someone had unlawful possession of your inheritance, you would no doubt notify them of your claim and insist they give it to you. We must do the same with the devil, who is a thief. Numbers 33:51-53. Speak to the Israelites and tell them, 53, you must dispossess the inhabitants of the land and live in it, for I have given you the land to possess it. Just as the children of Israel had to actively dispossess the giants and possess their promised land, which God said he had already given to them, so we must actively possess our inheritance in Christ Jesus. The promises of God must be actively received by faith. Hebrews 6:12-12. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. We possess our inheritance, not by killing those who possess it now, or stealing from them, but by blessing them. We walk in love and they respond to love by giving. Our faith produces abundance through love. For example, we heal sick people so families save large amounts of money, some of which they may share with us out of gratitude. For another example, as we bless others through providing excellent goods and services for them, in return we profit and prosper by God's blessing. By helping others we are blessed. Prayer is talking with God. You should talk with God about everything. He is an expert on every subject. He is interested in helping you in every area of life. Whatever concerns you is also a concern to him. Prayer should not be limited to asking God for help. Talk to God about every situation and focus on God, listening for the thoughts and ideas he will put in your heart as you wait on him. And remember to thank him. Never make any decision or start anything without first talking to God about it and getting his guidance. That will save you from making a lot of mistakes. James 5:13-13. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. In addition to talking things over with God, also pray in tongues every day as much as you can. Every time you do, you are praying perfectly about the situations you face. Matthew 6:11-11. Give us today the food we need. Jesus would not tell you to pray a prayer that would not be answered. So when you ask for daily food, you know it will be provided. Jesus even told us in Matthew 6:10 to pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven is a place of abundance. If it was not God's will for everyone on earth to have abundance, then Jesus never would have told us to pray this prayer. Jesus is your wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1:30. Following his guidance is the best thing you can do. As you allow him to live his life in and through you, his wisdom will cause you to increase and prosper in all you do. A good question to always ask is, what would Jesus do if he was in my situation? The first thing Jesus would do is talk with God. He would not rush into activity without getting direction from heaven first. Acts 10:38-38. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38 shows us a pattern from the life of Jesus. First, Jesus spent time in prayer and received from heaven, Luke 5:16, 6:12. Then he went around doing good, giving freely of all he had, and healing. According to the Bible, Jesus was able to do this, not because he was the Christ, but because God was with him. God is also now with you. In fact, the Spirit of God lives in you and is there to help you forever. So follow the pattern of Jesus, first talk with God and then obey God, which will work out in two main ways: 1. Doing good, giving. 2. Healing the sick, making people whole and healthy. This summarizes what Jesus did, and is also what God's wisdom will guide you to do. It may work out in practice differently for each person. We are individuals and God will guide each of us somewhat differently, but the principles are always the same. For example, you may be a businessman who needs to give a better value in the goods or services you offer to people. Or, you may be a refugee with nothing to give but the blessing of God, so you can only minister to the sick and oppressed and set them free in Jesus' name. Healing the sick, in a very broad sense, can also include setting people free from any disease they have. Helping to make people whole, sound, happy, and at ease can all be included in the general idea of healing the sick, bringing true health to people. So if you are in business, determine how you can serve more people by giving them what they need at a good price. This is also giving your life in service to help others. Proverbs 11:25 NLT 25 The generous will prosper, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have, God. The all-knowing, all-wise, Creator is with you. God is with you to give you ideas and direction. He knows what you need to do, and He will guide you. So obey God. Give from what you have, bring reconciliation, healing, and awareness to people around you. Whatever thoughts God puts in your heart, if they will bless people, do them. Prosperity from God is given to us in seed form. God does not send money out of heaven. But He does send ideas. If we obey His ideas and put them into action, we will reap a rich harvest of God's blessing. Galatians 6:9 NLT 9 So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. If you have no job or income, get up every morning and prepare to go to work. Begin to thank God for giving you a way to make income. Act on the ideas He gives you, especially the small ideas, and the ones to help others. Instead of sitting around waiting for something to happen, go out and make something happen. Don't sit around and feel sorry for yourself. Go find others in need and pray for them to be blessed. If there is work to be done, help do it even if you don't get paid. Be productive and God will provide for you somehow. Ephesians 6:8. If you have some food but not enough, pray over what you have and bless it. Thank God for meeting every need and making it become more than enough. Then pass it out in faith. If you have some money, or food, or whatever you have, ask the Lord to guide you in giving some to others who may need it. You can invite others who are hungry to eat with you, and trust God to multiply your resources. If you have a place to live but are out of food, prepare a place for the next meal in faith. Act like God will provide, and God will cause food to come. If you have nothing, no place to stay tonight, and no food for today, start giving now by going to people and asking, "Is anyone here sick? Is anyone here oppressed? Does anyone here need help from God?" Just start going from home to home. Minister healing, deliverance, and blessing to people who need it. Just lay your hands on the sick person and say something like, "By the authority of Jesus Christ, I command all sickness and disease to leave this body now. Be healed." If any are oppressed, command the devil and all his forces to leave them in Jesus' name. Pray for God's help and blessing for all who want you to pray for them. If you are looking to God in faith for provision, and you start giving by ministering healing and blessing to people, you won't minister to many people before God will put it on the heart of someone to give you food and shelter for the day. If you are where there is a general lack of food, such as a refugee camp, or an area in famine, but there is some food available in the area, then go to any place that has food, tell them you are a child of the living God and would like to pray a blessing on them. Pray something like this: "Father God, I ask you in Jesus' name to bless this family in every way. I pray you would cause them to prosper and be in health. I also ask you to bless and multiply the food they have. If there is anyone who is sick, lay your hands on them and command the sickness to leave their body. Thank them for allowing you to pray for them and bless them in Jesus' name. Then leave and go to the next place, unless they, on their own idea, offer you anything, such as food or lodging for the day. If there is no food anywhere in your area, then look to God in faith. He will do for you what He did for the people of Israel in the wilderness. He will supernaturally provide food if you trust him and walk in faith with your words and your actions. That means you cannot talk and act like you will starve. Instead, you must say what the Bible says. Thank God for sending food. Then prepare as if you are getting ready to eat a meal. Expect food to come. God will not let you starve. If you accept lack, you may have it. But if you have as much faith as a little bird, you will keep looking for your provision until you find it, because you know that God has made provision for you. You may have to look in a different place than you found your provision yesterday, and you may have to look longer than you did yesterday, but if you keep looking, you will find it. Do not ask people to give you food or provide for you. Trust in your Heavenly Father to provide without you having to beg. He has some way to provide for you today. God may work through a person or he may do a supernatural miracle. But somehow he will provide for you. However, when anyone does give you anything, even a cup of water, it is as if they were doing it for the Lord Jesus himself, and they will be rewarded. Matthew 25:40, 10:40-42. Mark 9:41 NLT 41 If anyone gives you even a cup of water because you belong to the Messiah, I tell you the truth, that person will surely be rewarded. Don't act like a beggar. Remember, you are a child of God. If people offer you food or lodging, and you need it, accept it with sincere gratitude. But if they try to pay you for ministering to them in Jesus' name, make it clear there is no cost. Everything from God must be offered freely. The things of God are not for sale. If they understand there is no need to pay, but still insist on giving you a gift, then accept it with gratitude, and ask the Lord to bless them for their giving. Whenever you don't know what else to do, do the work of an evangelist, telling people the good news about Jesus. There are still millions who need to hear and understand what Jesus did for them. You can always work for God. If you are doing God's work, He will surely support you and all who labor in His army of love. 1 Corinthians 9:7-14 NLT 7 What soldier has to pay his own expenses? 14 In the same way, the Lord ordered that those who preach the good news should be supported by those who benefit from it. Don't just read this one time and forget it. You need to digest it and assimilate it until it becomes part of you. So read this over and over, preferably out loud. Meditate on these truths until they become your own thoughts. Take one scripture, or one truth in here, at a time, and ponder it. Think about it and speak it over and over. Imagine how this truth will change your future. Begin to see yourself as God's Word says you are. Also, teach these truths to others. For as you explain things to others, you always see them more clearly yourself. In convincing others, you become more convinced. By doing this, these truths will become solidly established in you and work in full measure. Continue until you see these things happening in your life. Keep at it. Trust God. He loves you. God is there to help you right now. Afterward, here is an imaginary conversation I believe could take place which summarizes the teaching you have just read. Poor man. Jesus, what instruction would you give to a poor man? Jesus Christ, act like me. Poor man. But how is that possible? Jesus Christ, I will live in you. Poor man. I receive you, Jesus. Come and live in me.